Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, we're nearing the end of the fall festival season here in Toronto, but there are still a few you can catch. Real Asian shows movies by and about people in and from Southeast Asia. Festival continues this weekend with movies shown north of Toronto in Thornhill. It's great to see current films you wouldn't normally get a chance to see from Asia. They don't normally make it to Toronto theaters. Rendezvous with Madness, which shows movies about addiction and mental health, is notable for its offbeat, rare, and creative works. They're each followed by panel discussions by the filmmakers, experts, and here's where it's different, psychiatrists. And I'm going to be moderating a panel of some great Canadian local films, so be sure to check that out. The series this Saturday at 4 p.m. The European EU Film Festival in Toronto shows one movie from each country in the European Union chosen by the representatives from each country's diplomatic corps. Aside from the great films, it's also completely free. And it's at the Royal Cinema on College Street all week. And finally, don't miss the festival with the best name bar none in Toronto. It's Daryl's Hard Liquor and Porn Film Festival, which is at the production booth on Gerard Street East. It's actually funny short films made by indie movie makers. Not so much on the porn side, but lots of funny and adult topics. So this week I'm looking at two dramas about the lives of two ambitious but rudderless men whose fortunes rise and fall with the tides of the former British Empire. Floating City, directed by Ho Yim. So when a desperately poor woman loses her son in childbirth, she replaces him with a newborn boy, a Eurasian Chinese kid with bluish eyes. She raises him as her own and guards him with her life on a little fishing junk in the fragrant harbor of Hong Kong. He grows up literally barefoot, no shoes, illiterate, beaten by his dad, in debt, and bullied right and left. His light-colored hair marks him as an outsider. And the local corruption and bribery in Hong Kong makes it very difficult for a poor person ever to leave the underclass. But one day, he sees one of the legendary Taipans. These are the ruling business oligarchs in Hong Kong. And he vows someday to join their ranks. So there's a missionary priest who teaches him how to read and write. And Bo is an ambitious guy. Rather than becoming a laborer or fisherman, he decides to join the legendary East India Company. And because he can read and write, he's accepted. So despite the local racist bully businessman Dick at the East India Company, he swallows his pride. He even lets Dick call him half-breed and mixed. And he just works really hard. So this movie is actually based on real people's lives, shows the rise of Bo, played by Aaron Kwok, against the history of post-war Hong Kong. It stretches from the social unrest in the 60s through the panic in the 80s and the ultimate signing over of the British colony, Hong Kong, to the People's Republic of China. It also shows the eternal question of Bo, who am I? As he tries to find love, to fit into European society, and always wondering, is that all there is? And will any loss of pride or kowtowing to the British ever pay off in the end, or will he always be considered second class? I like the story and the characters, but the movie seemed more plodding than moving or thrilling. The film seems a bit dry for such a monumental topic. Still, Floating World gives a comprehensive view of Hong Kong's history if you're not familiar with it and its people, and its bittersweet role as a loyal British colony that was never quite accepted by the mother country. Next, Pusher, directed by Luis Prieto. So things are going pretty well for Frank, played by Richard Coyle. He's got a nice arrangement with a beyond sleazy dry cleaner named Milo to supply him with drugs that he sells in dubstep nightclubs, along with his skinny, toothy sidekick Tony. And same time, he's sleeping with a beautiful ice blonde, stripper. Everything's chill. Everything's going great. So he decides to expand. He sends a woman to Amsterdam to pick up some blow, and after a chance meeting with a casual acquaintance he met once in the big house, he decides to go for an easy deal that'll make him lots and lots of cash. But things are not what they seem. The Amsterdam deal isn't working. His buddy Tony seems to have turned on him. And the guy setting up the big deal, maybe he's a narc. And then there's all the money borrowed from Milo, the dry cleaner. It's all gone. So now he's forced to accompany a violent enforcer to reclaim some of the money that he's owed, knowing all the well it might be him who's the next one who's going to get his knees broken or his head blown in. So will he ever dig himself out of his hole? Will he get back his money? Will he avoid prison? Will he escape the low life and maybe find a quiet life with his lover? Pusher, which is a British remake of Nicholas Refn Wilding's original film, is extremely violent, gritty, low budget, and depressing. It has some good intrigue and action. Actually, it's got some high speed, lots of tension. But I gotta say, it's not a fun movie. The acting is pretty good. You get to like the characters, even though they're loathsome criminals. But boy, is this a driven, depressing movie that just grinds you down to the point where you say, okay, kill everybody, just end their poor suffering and violence. So Pusher is playing now. Floating City is playing at the RealAsian.com Film Festival this weekend in Thornhill. Rendezvous with Madness has Canadian Shorts at 4 on Saturday. And Hard Liquor and Porn and EU Toronto Filmfest.ca all continue through this weekend. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.